today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, the Gulf of Mexico initiative was recently launched by the Natural Resources Conservation Service as an innovative water and wildlife conservation effort along the Gulf Coast of the U.S. Florida NRCS State Conservationist Carlos Suarez says our state has an invested interest in the effort.
This is an initiative that covers five states in the Gulf region, Florida being one of them. And in Florida, we have two watersheds, the Escambia River watershed up in Pensacola and the Suwannee River watershed. And one of the reasons why we're focusing on those watersheds is because of the natural resources those watersheds have, forestry, cropland, but also those issues that they have, like water quality, water quantity, soil erosion. But in addition, it's the importance that not only NRCS, but our partners have in efforts of putting conservation in those two watersheds.
The new Gulf of Mexico initiative will focus up to $50 million over 3 years in conservation assistance to farmers and ranchers in the priority areas.
This program involves EQIP, the Environmental Qualities Incentive Program, Wildlife Habitats Incentive Program, and potentially Wetland Reserve Program funds. So once we know what funds will be allocated to the state, we can process those applications accordingly.
And Suarez notes that producers in the target areas are encouraged to go ahead and contact their NRCS field office for more information. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.